This is 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow us on Twitter at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A little extra effort could earn you a star.
It's exactly what your coworkers are going to be talking about today.
I am dizzy. I'm really dizzy.
Toucher and Rich.
Oh, my God.
Austin's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bruins with the puck might have a two-on-one. Donato over the line, right side, into the right circle, drops for Krug. Donato shoots. He scores! Listen to the Boston Bruins fans erupt as Ryan Donato sizzles in a one-timer in the far circle, and he ties the game at one for the Bruins.
That was seen last night at the Garden. Ryan Donato, a goal, two assists in his first NHL game. And I think he's still staying at the dorms at Harvard right now. The team is down five regulars right now.
Yeah. Yep.
And is able, and you know what? Why play him? You're going to keep picking up points. Why play him? Billy Jaffe covers the team for Nesson. Billy Jaffe, hello.
Good morning, young man. How are you?
Going over there to La La Land, the place where Jaffe made his hay as a stunt double for Selleck on Magnum P.I.
When?
You don't have to give me the courtesy laugh. I'm sorry. I didn't hit it with that one. Billy.
You chuckle me, Fred Toucher.
That's right. I'm a big, stupid jester. Now, let me ask. Okay, so there's five major injuries. Obviously, Backes has got the slice to his knee. We know where that's going. We know Bergeron is skating. We know that
McAvoy.
No. DeBrusque is skating.
DeBrusque is skating. Oh, sorry.
Okay, yes, so DeBrusque is skating. I like Chara's injury because it's non-disclosed. And then they're like, no.
As put if bubble saying, wrap on him.
As if saying lower or upper body was too much to ask. And then, obviously, McAvoy. How many of these guys, if they were in a dogfight for a playoff spot, do you think would be playing right now?
Oh, wow. Bergeron, I think, would gut it out because he guts things out. DeBrusque, I don't think, would be able to. And I'm going to guess Chara. I don't know. Chara, maybe.
Are they resting him?
Yeah.
Is Chara just...
No. He ran into the wall pretty hard in Carolina. So, I no. I mean, this is working as rest, Fred. We talked about this last week. He's such a proud guy, it would be hard to get him. Even to say, hey, Chara, Z, instead of playing 23 or 22 minutes, let's play 18. He really wouldn't like that. So this is perhaps serving that purpose. Backes, is you mentioned, it's the slice. They've got to be careful of any infection. So that would, I think if they could do something, he would have to gut it out. My guess is he probably wouldn't be able to play
right
for another couple of days just for the legit fear of infection. And we've seen it with other athletes, in particular hockey players, with the sweat and the gear and everything. You got to be real careful. The whole Rick Nash thing caught all of us off guard, right before, an hour before the game, half an hour, whatever it was. So we don't even know if that's just a day-to-day thing. Everybody's day-to-day now. Everybody is day-to-day. And sometimes, they said, by the way, Austin Matthews was day-to-day for the Toronto Maple Leafs about 4 weeks ago. He's still not back. So it's hard to get a full read. But you know what, Fred? I think maybe one or two that would be able to, and that would be it out of those all those other guys.
All right, Ryan, we'll get to Ryan Donato in a second, Billy. But I can't get over that non-penalty call on Brad Marchand's breakaway in overtime.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of, because he physically was hauled down left-handed by Dubois, they did not call it. The ref is standing there watching it, is because it's Brad Marchand. Just about anyone else would have drawn the penalty, but because Marchand has this reputation, it worked against him last night.
Maybe. I can tell you that, Pierre-Luc Dubois gave a nice reach around. He gave a reach around to Brad Marchand right there. And it was not it wasn't a call where I thought that the referee in that spot was a youngster, and Kendrick Nicholson was his name. I didn't think that there would be, I can't tell you I thought 1,000% would be a penalty or had to be a penalty shot. I mean, I could have seen a penalty shot called, but a penalty for sure. And I'm not sure what the ref was looking at. We looked at it in three different angles, and the third one that we had the best one at, because the first two were from behind, and that's kind of hard to tell sometimes, Johnny. Where did the hands get him, et cetera. I've seen a lot less than that called in the regulation time And then to not call that an overtime to take away a goal-scoring chance was head-scratching. I don't know if it was Marchand's reputation. I don't know if the official said, that's Brad Marchand, I'm not going to call it. I think he was trying to be sure, and maybe he was afraid that he had to make a penalty shot call. Maybe he wasn't sure what he saw. I don't know, but he didn't do his job correctly.
Ref had the best view of anybody. He wasn't skating behind the play. He was looking right at it.
Here's the old reach around.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That reach around was not pleasant there. It was not good. Yes. Yes.
Usually you would say thank you.
Gave you the second chance there, Billy.
But
double down.
Double down on the reach around.
Yes. Yes. Not pleasant. No, it should have been. It should have been nice. It should have been a friendly call.
That's right.
As most of those are. Yes.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So I'm with you, bud. I'm with you. I looked at three different angles and I tried to make sure that, you know, I thought what I saw was what I saw, and the third angle showed it best. And there was a complete, it was a penalty. I don't know why the call wasn't made.
All right. Ryan Donato, obviously, with a unreal night last night. And is he still living at the dorms? Do you know?
I don't know. It's a good question. Yes, he is still in school. And I know that they were up very late on Sunday night trying to, you know, make sure that they, being his camp, his family, et cetera, making sure that they could salvage this semester at Harvard, because it's very important to him.
Oh, Jesus. And, oh, give me a break. So what, now he's got to salvage the semester? He's got enough on his plate. Why don't you play professional hockey, and then you can go back to Harvard? Go to the hasty pudding.
That's not the issue. He will go back. He will, and he will finish, but he wants to salvage his semester so he doesn't lose all the credit.
Oh, give me a break.
How does he go to the Olympics and not miss out on a ton of school?
I didn't say that he didn't. I think that's part of it, Hardy. I think that I think
the part where he didn't get paid?
I think you're yelling at me for no reason. I don't appreciate that. But what they're trying to do right now is they're trying to figure out, you know, it's just part of it. And they're going to. Is he still? I'm going to guess he slept. Perhaps it is. I'm going to guess
it's not that big a deal. Right. I just had someone told me he was still sleeping at the dorm.
Well, why wouldn't he? That's where his stuff is right now. You know, I mean, why wouldn't he? He's hitting the road for a week today. So he's sleeping in a hotel starting tonight.
I didn't get a chance to see the early goals. How was Tuukka last night?
It was like the other goalie, like Korpisalo. They were both, you know, they had some, you know, I wouldn't say anywhere his fault, but you would say that, okay, you'd like, but then he made some fantastic saves, too. We've seen a bunch of those games lately, Hardy, where, you know, the goaltenders are giving up 3, 4, 5 goals a game, whether it's on, you know, whether it's Boston or the other team, and yet then they're making some spectacular saves, too. And this is very 80s-esque at times now, where games are being won, like we saw last night, 5-4, 6-5. I love it. It's fun. You know what? I like goalies being goalies. They're not perfect, but they make the saves when they need to.
All right, when you look at this Bruins team and how well they've been playing, and now it is what I mean, they're a very good team, obviously. The sample size is big enough. We all know. Do you think they can win in the playoffs with Rask just being okay? That they have enough to make up for that?
My version of okay, I would say no. I would say if he's good, they have a chance. Absolutely, they have a chance to win with that. I mean, but okay to me is, you can't be okay. I mean, I haven't seen a goalie. Even your Chris Osgood, when he played for Detroit, I'm going back a little, he wasn't okay. He was good. He was good, and that team was really good in front of him, and they won. But he was the right goalie for that team. I think Tuukka Rask needs to be good for the Bruins to win. No, I don't think he can be okay. He needs to be good.
Were you around? Were you at Michigan when they were winning, the Red Wings team?
No, I was there when they were awful, and then they got a guy by the name of Steve Yzerman. And then they started to get better.
Oh, you're not that old. Yzerman came in the league in like 82. I'm talking about
he didn't?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, very early.
I thought he was 85, and I thought I can tell you that the Red Wings were getting better when they were not winning.
No, but when did you graduate from Michigan? Because like Fedorov came in probably right when you were leaving there.
Maybe I started in 87.
Oh, Jeffy's kind of old, huh?
Yeah, Jeffy's...
I'm turning 49.
He's a little older than you think. He's sneaky old.
All right.
He's one of those guys on the golf course. He just collapses, and you say, I never thought it was coming.
Right, Jeffy, one thing that you got to be aware of...
with a few beers in my hand and a cigar. Yes, Rick. Yes,
you're one of those, like, a marathon runner that eats it on the sidewalk.
One thing you should be aware of, next time you come in here, you created a bit of a monster last week when we were doing the show there at the Scoreboard, when you... gave Zolak the back rub. You know how Zoe is always coming in and rubbing your shoulders?
Oh, that's a back rub off.
And he's always asking for Zoe, Hardy, rub my shoulder. I'm not rubbing your shoulders. So Jaffe walks in. I said, hey, have Jaffe rub your shoulders. I bet that will be the massage you've been looking for. Jaffe took those big hockey hands of his.
That fought a grizzly bear.
To Zolak's shoulders, and he made Zolak, like, wither and wince from the pain, but he loved it. You're going to have to do that every time you see him now.
If it put him in a good move, then, you know, then I think we're on to something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, everybody has their role. If that's helping Zoe out, and it helped Hardy, if it's helping you out, I like you enough, I'll do it for you.
Bless you, buddy.
All right.
Thank you.
And maybe Donato can just move into your house like everyone else in the neighborhood.
All the other newcomers to the team.
Yeah.
DeBrusk.
That's right. All right, Billy Jaffe, enjoy yourself, my friend.
All right, guys, enjoy another Nor'easter. Good talking to you.
All right, talk to you later. Watch that. My flight's going to have mechanical problems. I can't fly without a problem.
You're out of here. No, tomorrow, I have a good feeling for you. Tomorrow's going to be perfect because the chaos is on the doorstep. That's why you'll be able to get out quickly.
They'll say there's, like, weather in Pennsylvania and they can't...
Non-stop flight, though, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you're good.
It's a 6.5-hour jobber right there.
Yep.
Get over there to La La Land. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hang out by that Chinese theater and meet myself some celebrities. Man's Chinese Theater. See if I can't run into a Burt Reynolds or something.
Hmm.
I want those guys that are dressed up as Elmo to get all that bugs on me and everything else. My wife actually booked restaurants hoping that we'll see a celebrity.
The express intent.
And I said, hello, right here.
Like Hard Rock, you know, the places where the celebrities hang out.
Like the Rainbow.
Yeah. Very good, by the way, in Yzerman. 83-84, his first season with the Red Wings.
I know that.
Yeah.
I was a kid.
I would have even gone earlier. I would have guessed 82, but you had it spot on.
Oh, someone look Thursday on the Kimmel Show, because I'm going to be in the green room of the Kimmel Show.
So Thursday's
hanging out with my very good friend Jimmy Kimmel. We're best friends.
Mm.
Yeah, look up Thursday. When we come back, I want to know who's walking around the Kimmel Show while I'm back there. What could go wrong? I'm sure they'll... Tell the guy in the back your name, and he'll let you right in.
That's right.
What could go wrong?
You won't be asked to leave or go somewhere else. No chance.
No, the whole thing is that they told me where the stage entrance is, or the backstage entrance is.
Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday?
Yeah.
Roseanne Barr and John Goodman, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy. Who's the musical guest?
Chloe X Halle? Halle? I don't know.
Well, but stay out of the bathroom.
It's the big Roseanne thing. Congratulations.
Yeah, stay out of that bathroom. Both those guys are probably on some latch.
You get Charlie Day on Wednesday, and you get Roseanne Barr and John Goodman
Day.
On Thursday.
I've met Charlie. Oh. I've met Charlie Day a couple times.
Charlie Day is just
Charlie
old hat
Way
to him,
and
sweetheart.
Henry Winkler on Wednesday.
Henry Winkler is supposed to be a tremendous individual.
You get Roseanne Barr and John Goodman.
Listen, it's just being back there, hanging out with my bud. Actually, my agent got me in there for my wife. My relationship with Kimmel is very face value. He'll go, oh, yeah, the radio guy. Okay, thanks. Here's a CBS Sportsman with Boomer Esiason, brought to you by South Shore Bank.
Toucher and Rich.
Are you kidding me?
Toucher and Rich.
Embarrassing to America.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And polarizing figure, as many artists are, Rock and Roll Mike is on the phone. Hello, Rock and Roll Mike. Rock and Roll Mike, have you passed away?
Uh-oh.
All right, well, maybe Rock and Roll Mike will call back in.
Oh, no.
Now, I worry about that because he's usually rare and he's ready to go.
He probably fell asleep. He could probably pretty tuckered out.
Should we play one of the cuts from his new record as kind of like a bat signal to him to get him to call in again?
Yeah, Hardy has found Rock and Roll Mike is working on some tunes. He's got some special guests with him, and here's one of them. How long was he on hold?
Not even 5 minutes. Called the very beginning of the commercial.
Oh, he got all tuckered out. Everything started to wear off, and it was
minutes ran out on his phone.
Or he started trying to
phone privileges have been taken away.
His burner
ran out of it. Yeah,
depending on what state of mind he's in, that 5 minutes could have been an instant or hours.
Yeah,
you don't know.
That's the worst when it's hours. I was talking about affairs. So I'm going to the Jimmy Kimmel show on Thursday. My agent got me in, and my wife's a huge Jimmy Kimmel fan, so that's nice. But then I bought tickets to see Bill Burr, Jim Jefferies, Mark Maron, who I could take or leave, and these other comedians. They're playing the Roxy, which is literally next door to my hotel. And it's this big comedy thing for charity. I mean, what a great lineup, Jim Jefferies and Bill Burr, two of the great comics right now. And my wife's like, well, why don't you text Bill Burr and tell him that you're going to be at the show? And I'm like, and then what happens?
No.
Then if he gets back to me, it's incredibly uncomfortable. And then like, what do you want him to do? What am I going to do there? First of all, chances are I would pray that he ignored the text. And second of all, if he did get back to me, what are we going to do? Just know that he's in absolute misery having to sit there with some radio jock who he'll do the show. He's a nice guy. He's nice on the air. He knows who we are. He gave us something for the 10th anniversary. But you don't want to spend time with us.
Probably not. And this is... And we should know, and maybe your wife or anybody should know, but to you, it's an event, going to this show. Him is just work. It's just another night of work.
Right.
I don't want to extend it. I don't want to have anything to do extra beforehand or afterward. He wants to do a set and then go back to whatever it is.
And then what am I going to do? Say hello and have this wonderful conversation? Who wants to bother him? And I was telling you off air, if it was Saget, I would do it more than I would with a New York comic. Saget, what did he care? He flew there on a private plane. Hey now, come on.
Right.
And then, Bill Burr and Bob Kelly, they don't want you around.
I don't think so.
Nope.
I don't think
so. As much as they might like us and like being on the show, I don't think in their personal lives they want to spend time with us.
I think they want to do their 20, 25 minutes and then be done.
Yeah. I don't even know how long you go for if you're doing a charity thing with that many comics. Rock and Roll Mike, hello.
Hello,
Rock and Roll Mike.
Hello, guys.
All right, Rock and Roll Mike. Did you hear? All right, Rock and Roll Mike, did you hear the Hot Balls remakes that Hardy made?
I heard them, and I appreciate that. And I was going to call in last time, but I got caught up with a couple of my little dwarf friends.
Little dwarf friends?
Yeah. I had to pick them up and put them in the dumpster and hang on out. And, we had a couple bottles and, played some tunes on some buckets and everything going on with my drumsticks. So we were partying. That's cool.
Do you live with gnomes?
That's how it goes.
Yeah, I have a feeling he was in someone's front yard.
Three apples high?
Yeah.
Do you have any new songs, Rock and Roll Mike?
Yeah, well, I got many, many. I'm working this, a work in progress.
All right,
no swears in it.
I think it's a little too obvious, the metaphor. Do you have another?
Explicit.
Another one?
I don't remember.
All right, well, Rock and Roll Mike.
But hey, I'm working on another one too called The Gasoline Running Through My Bloodstream.
Yeah, you did tell us that. Can you give us a little bit of the chorus?
Wow, so the chorus? Yeah, I got the gasoline through my bloodstream running through my veins. Mike Walkout.
Oh, that's out of nowhere.
Oh, you got it, everybody. Got your head out. Let's go.
All right, play
rock
one
and
for
roll.
Him.
All right, Mike.
All right, rock and roll, Mike. Here's what.
Yes, the moon.
All right, rock and roll, Mike. Here's one of the ones Hardy made for you.
Olé, olé, olé,
yeah.
Olé, 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 olé.
I'm going to run for president in 2020. This cold weather is a drag. Come on, you guys
gonna
hear this, man. Come on. Oh, yeah!
Who are you with?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I ain't got no midgets, unfortunately, at the moment. Where'd they go? I don't know.
The dwarfs?
For you today.
All I know is Lockhart got name checked.
Yeah, none of us got name checked.
Hot balls! Good for you, Mike.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will. The world of three.
Hot balls.
Kiss me, baby.
And I
feels good.
I got
me, baby.
Something to tell you people. I'm working on an album.
Goodness gracious.
Hot balls.
Fire.
Right on. Hey.
Because I don't think he was lying. He's like, I was with dwarves. And we went into the garbage, and I was banging on the garbage cans with my sticks.
No, I believe all of that.
Weird. Very strange.
It's just a day in the life.
Oh, yeah. Balls. Hot balls.
Bella 21.
Hot balls.
Looking for big fun.
Hot balls.
What's your fantasy?
Hot balls.
Do you want to play with me?
It's not good.
We will be back. We will have the stack for you, including many, many stories about things that are happening in and around Donald Trump's penis.
Touch her and Rich.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
We are Touch Her and Rich. Rich scheduled to be back in on Thursday. I don't know if that's going to happen with the upcoming snow situation.
Mm-hmm.
We're currently working on how to get my parents out of there. But Stormy Daniels, have you heard of her? Adult film star Stormy Daniels, who's apparently been in studio before, and I've seen dance.
Not to be confused with Saugus's own Tyler Faith.
Yeah, I believe it has not been cleared by anyone, but we did talk to management about the way that we would do this. I think there's a chance that Tyler Faith will be in studio the week following next.
Oh, fantastic.
Good.
Saugus's own Tyler Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Adult film star Tyler Faith. So Stormy Daniels is saying that she had an affair with Donald Trump, if you haven't heard the news, while he was married, right after Donald Trump's youngest child was born, Barron. And she was paid $130,000 from Trump's personal attorney. There's no doubting that. The personal attorney said that. And now there is a legal argument over if that's binding because it was not signed by the attorney or Donald Trump. So they're currently litigating that. Now, Stormy Daniels will be on 60 Minutes, and her lawyer says that they have penis pictures, which, of course, is everyone's nightmare, unless you are one of the truly gifted. It would be a complete nightmare. But do you think 60 Minutes runs the Stormy Daniels interview if there's nothing to it? If she's vague and gives the runaround, is it a big enough name that you'd get the ratings that day and take the hit? Because remember when... Short-haired Magoo on MSNBC said that she had the Trump tax stuff, and everyone in America sat there while she did a dissertation for 15 minutes, and then there was nothing to it. which is something she still stands by the way.
The oligarchs are very oligarchy.
Yes.
Remember? And in Russia, oligarchs are everything.
Yeah, Rachel Maddow.
In Russia. Here is the first page of Donald Trump's. But before we get to it, oligarchs. Yeah, that was awful.
And then
yeah,
she held the papers in the air. She was very proud of herself.
Got them. Nothing. Yep. And there's nothing to them. But she has. I don't know from Rachel Maddow. It was the first and only time I've watched her show. So to me, she had nothing to lose. Now, 60 Minutes.
I think she does fairly well.
I think she does too. But 60 Minutes is a.
But what? Here's the thing, Hardy, is that I don't know if she has. 60 Minutes has been around forever. It's going to continue to be around.
Yes.
Rachel Maddow, if I'm her, do I take the ratings bump and then hear the mass disappointment of everyone that tuned in? Because does that help me in the long run or hurt me in the long run? But I will say with 60 Minutes, it doesn't hurt you in the long run. But just because they consider themselves these journalists, do you think that they would have Stormy Daniels on if she didn't have anything to say?
I know what you're doing. You want me to convince you that there will be something good in this. Otherwise, yes. 60 Minutes wouldn't be running it. I will say that 60 Minutes is good enough at what they do to where there will either be something in it or they will make it titillating enough to where you're going to be able to glean something from it. Yes, it'll be good enough to be worthy of your time.
Okay, I would like to know that.
Yeah, that's
because you got all the good stuff on Clinton. You know, that all came out while he was in office. Why can't this come out? No one can blame the man. I mean, the woman's an attractive porn star.
She just had a birthday on March 17th. How old is Stormy Daniels?
I'm going to say Stormy Daniels is of the age of 38 years old.
Very good, Fred. She just turned 39.
Nicely done.
It's been like a month since I've been on Wikipedia for her.
She's been married a couple of times.
Huh. No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's she been married to?
A gentleman by the name of Pat Mine, who was a pornographic actor and director. And then
Don't recognize him. He seems like some jabroni.
Someone else by the name of Mike Maz.
Now, who's he?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
She also has a daughter with former boyfriend Glendon Crane. No more information available on these last two.
Glendon Crane might be a high school or a college situation. Glendon, you know, you're on the ranch.
No, the daughter was born in January of 2011 after her second marriage ended. So
okay.
That's...
Where is she from? Is she from the Midwest?
No.
From the city of Santa Fe, New Mexico?
She is down from where the river is wide and the crawfish hide.
She's from Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
She's from Baton Rouge, the home of the big-busted pornographic actress. Do you know who Aubrey O'Day is?
No.
Neither do I, but apparently Donald Trump Jr. had an affair with her while he was married.
No.
And they all say, like, when you look at it, they all say that she was part of something. They all say that he was, I don't know, she's part of something else. All right, Ben Volen has an article as I go through the stack here, Hardy. Can you see me signing into my phone? Probably. But here we go. He has an article that it's in the Boston Globe. And there has to be a point with the Boston Globe where they say we've been being too negative towards the Patriots. Because I will give you what the article says at this point. It is talking about the upside of the offseason for the New England Patriots, who lost their number one back, the best free agent left tackle in the league. And one thing that he says that is absolutely shocking is that this Cordell Patterson signing put pressure on Mr. Slater. This was a preemptive move to tell Slater, if you want to come back and be the gunner, because Patterson apparently was the gunner on the punt team,
right?
Okay.
For the Vikings. They're saying that if you, Mr. Slater, think that we're going to bring you in just because you're a scientific genius, that we'll have you know that Cordell Patterson can do what you want to do.
I would think so. I would think they would almost plan on that. Are they bringing in Cordell? Are they bringing him in just? It can't be just to be a returner. Because that job is pretty much non-existent.
But who's now going to go, how do we feel? That's the question. Here comes Scotty Z, Scott Zolak.
Okay.
They can't afford to lose
Matthew Slater, can they? This is a.
I'm not on air yet.
You just came in with your headphones.
Got some crap out.
Why don't you print it from the jock lounge?
I print it in here. I got like contracts. I got to print out stuff.
Too early for Scott to ask.
You just resign with the radio station?
No. We're working on it, but I got a couple gigs coming up.
That you need a contract for?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hardy knows the drill.
Yeah, he purposely leaves some of these agreements laying around for...
Well, he left his tax return in here.
Yeah, that was an interesting day. That was an interesting
day. He left it. I went to the printer.
I was amazed.
In the first page of the tax return, I'm like, what the hell is this? And then, all the info's right there on the first page of the tax return.
I'm amazed that you left that for anyone to see.
I didn't mean to do that.
No kidding.
It's rude. You did it.
I haven't seen this many zeros since I went to Wallach's bachelor party.
Hey, wait, it's rude that I did what?
Not
that
true.
I went to the printer?
Well, you would read it.
Well, I saw
private information.
I didn't know what it was. I would have given it to the person.
Real a-hole today. You know that?
How's that? Why don't you just jump on?
Make fun of Rock and Roll Mike. He's cutting albums and stuff.
Well, if he didn't swear twice.
Hangs on. You leave him freaking potted up on a thing for 5 minutes. I'd have hung up too. Yeah. Hot balls!
Hot balls! Shadow in the city. Oh, yeah. Hot balls. That's why I'm in the Landau Street. I'm working on an album.
See?
You ever go out there to L.A., Los Angeles, California?
Yeah.
What do you do out there?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Oh, I used to go out and just visit some friends, hang out.
Yeah, any suggestions?
Rent a Viper and drive a yellow one. And I did this. I swear to God, I went from there. I drove from L.A. to San Diego in a convertible yellow Viper.
By yourself?
Yeah.
What'd you do when you got to San Diego?
I went to Hooters. I went to the Barefoot Bar down there because Rucci lived up on a ninth hole at Torrey Pines. You would have loved that trip. So he had a mat that he kept, one of those fake mats on his deck, and we would just sit there and hit buckets of balls on the Torrey Pines. Yeah. It was pretty badass.
So that's what you should do, Fred.
Who's Rudy?
Rucci. Todd Rucci. He used to play guard here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was everyone aware who Rucci was?
We went out for the Super Bowl then.
Yes, I was aware.
That was the John Elway, Brett Favre Super Bowl that was played.
Rent yourself a Viper Roadster and just take yourself
the
trip south.
The wind goes through.
Sit there on the 101 and just sit there and...
7 speeds, bro. It's awesome.
Yeah, it won't get it out of second. Los Angeles, just sit there second.
Oh, no. Just Pacific Coastal Highway, just right down.
Yeah. All right.
Pete Carroll called me doing that one day. He was doing the same thing. And he had the doors cranking. He just turned it up.
The doors.
Come on, baby, light my fire. And I'm like, there's my wife. Like, listen to this nut job. Yeah, baby, going body surfing. Thinking of you, Zo.
Woo.
Pistol Pete. Hot dog.
There you go. Hot balls.
Hot balls.